Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm about to hit y'all with sort of my random list of all of the things that I have identified from the first 100 days that I think are just insane. There are so many of them. Want to give a shout out to Sal from Sun Prairie on the text line. Yeah, Mag is governing by temper tantrum because that's the temper tantrumer in chief, right? We have an infant running our government. Matt from Middleton pointing out Lisa Murkowski saying we're afraid. Republicans are afraid to speak. Then my suggestion to every Republican elected official that's afraid to speak, then get the hell out of your elected office. That's what you're there to do. Congress is meant to be a check on the president. It is the first branch of government. Do your damn jobs or let someone run for your seat who can do the job. Cody on the text line from WMDX. Hello, Cody. Chris from Rice Lake. Let me hit you with my quick list. Then we're going to go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. How do you think Trump's doing after his first 100 days? Corruption, incompetency, cruelty, and economic crashes. These are the themes. Here we go. We've got an administration full of unqualified mitzvahs, cranks, conspiracy theorists, and most of all, the billionaire cabinet like we've never seen before. All of the DEI nonsense. Meanwhile, we've got Hegseth running the Department of Defense, who can't quite figure out how to not use an unsecure app to discuss military secrets. That has to be explained to Pete pretty slowly. The blanket pardons for January 6 rioters, the abandonment of Ukraine and NATO, again, reversing 80 years of foreign policy. A guy that thinks that presidents are king and that we really don't need to be a country ruled by laws, saying on Twitter, he who saves the country does not violate any law, except not. You got a billionaire overlord with a chainsaw destroying entire departments and lying about it all the way along, a bitter campaign of retribution against his enemies, targeting of every single media outlet that just doesn't spew out Caroline Leavitt's talking points, flagrant corruption, including the new meme coin for sale to the highest bidder. You'll get a private dinner with the president. If that's not pay to play, loud and proud. Oh, by the way, did you hear this one? They've created a private club in Washington, D.C. for like business leaders. Yeah, it's Don Jr. and a bunch of the MAGA lackeys. Talk about, again, paying for access. It is pay to play, loud and proud. It costs $500,000 to join this little private club, by the way. Just thought I'd let you know about that one. The Greenland, Canada, Gaza, Panama Canal nonsense. The chaotic firings, the aid cuts, more people will die of hunger and malaria and tuberculosis and AIDS because of Donald Trump's cruelty. The bigotry, the conspiracy theories, the professional lunatics, the listening to Laura Loomer about who should be fired out of our national security apparatus and then doing it. The national security officials who have had their Secret Service details taken from them. The security clearances ripped. Unbelievable. The gutting of entire agencies, the weaponization of the DOJ and the FCC, the gutting of the Security Exchange Commission, shutting down cryptocurrency enforcement, the purge of the military, the attacks on universities, the dismantling of the Department of Education, no due process, the extortion of the world's largest law firms, apparently with their acquiescence, the defiance of the Supreme Court, the fecklessness of the trade war that threatens to tank the global economy and drive us into a recession. That'll be nice. Again, Head Start to Harvard. It has all been bad. Not putting any money into childcare, not putting any money into affordable housing, all the things that we actually need, completely ignoring all of that for a bunch of culture war nonsense. Oh, but don't worry, Anna Paulina Luna will be leading a new committee to investigate the Kennedy assassination, because she's an ace. Rojo is going to convene a committee on 9/11, revisit that again. And basically, we've done everything that Project 2025 ever said that we should do. Oh, he wants to pave over the Rose Garden. Now the Oval Office looks like, I don't know, trashy Versailles. I could go on and on. It is disgusting. We all deserve better. please, let's pay attention. May is going to be a huge month for protests. So if you're a little ticked off, get in on it. May 1st, we're going to, there's going to be protests across the country. We're going to put maydaystrong.org. That's maydaystrong.org. It's got an interactive map. You can find out where the protests are close to your neck of the woods. Chris from Rice Lake, thanks for your patience. What do you want to say this afternoon, friend?
Hi, good afternoon. I listened to your list and the thing that you were talking about before, but my personal thing is Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio that he used to pick on, he has got him right where he wants him. He has Marco Rubio is you know, Trump is the puppet master and Marco Rubio is, Pinocchio.
Happily going along with it. Chris, did you see Marco Rubio on the Sunday talk shows? The man looked physically ill, like he wanted to be anywhere but there trying to defend the indefensible abandonment of NATO. I think literally, is Marco Rubio like the Faustian exemplar, like the one that stands out the most to you of people who have just sold their principles to get some of the Donald Trump power?
Absolutely. I mean, all these other people that he's got in charge, I mean, they were kind of, off center to begin with. But Marco Rubio, I mean, everybody believed that he was supposed to be this great statesman. I mean, he was put in his position almost overwhelmingly, and he has just done nothing but lie, and lie. Terrible.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Chris from Rice Lake. John from Madison says this. The current $16 billion a month return from current tariffs would take 12 years to match the annual income tax revenue of $2.4 trillion. John's point for Madison is this. The tariff math is never going to work. It is all a lie. Susan from McFarland, great point from Susan. She says, Donald Trump would probably get a passing grade on doing some of what he said he was going to do, which he had articulated during the campaign. But if you give him a grade on his critical thinking skills and execution overall of those things, he's going to get a D minus to an F easily. Plus, the man has no impulse control at all whatsoever. Couldn't agree with you more, Susan. I really appreciate all of your participation. You're going to want to keep it locked when we come back. We're going to be joined